there, my friends. Good evening. How's everybody doing? Happy Thursday night. Can you all do me a favor? I've been very busy and making a lot of changes, so you can help kind of be my tech support tonight, if you're willing. I was just thinking, I don't hear Carl the Cricket tonight. Maybe Carl finally got rained out. Let me know if you can hear the audio okay. Is my voice loud enough? Let me know that first of all, because I've added some new equipment. Say hello. Let me know where you are listening in from. I'd love to know that always. I do have a couple of things on the radar tonight, but I'm almost kind of over them. So I want to know if you're still interested, and if you are, then we'll do it. David says, "Bye, Carl." Were you getting tired of Carl the Cricket, David? Orion says, "Carl drowned. Let's have a moment of silence for our six-legged friend." You know, Orion, after all this time, I don't think Carl's going anywhere. I wouldn't be surprised if Carl started up mid-show tonight. That's what I'm thinking is going to happen. Also, I've got some fun announcements for you tonight. Chris says, "I can hear you loud and clear." Thank you, Chris. If you guys all go and look in the comments of wherever you're watching, you should see a post from me with a link and a password. Do you guys see that link? Let me know if you... I might have posted it too early. Let me know if you can see it. And then I'd like you to go to that link, and I'd like you to check it out. Because that link is based upon a request. I'd actually been working on this for a while, but things just kind of came together, and a comment from one of you, I think it was Heather, on Tuesday night, made me realize I need to get a fire going about this. Chris says, "I see the password, but not the link." Okay, let me try that. It would help if you put in the link also. Yeah, I forgot to put in the link. Okay. Let's try that. Okay, the link is now there. Let me know what you see. My hope is that what you will see is a commercial-free version of this show. And this is part of a larger plan that I'm putting in place to make it easier to be a patron of this podcast, and also to provide more prizes and more benefits. So go to the link and let me know if it is working okay. And again, this was, unfortunately, right now, you can't comment. You can just watch. So that's kind of a frustration, but there is a way around that as well. But first thing I want to know is, will it work? Orion says, "Bad password." See, this is why you guys are here with me. Okay, he says, "Bad password." Okay, password is the JMAC10. Thank you, Orion. See, this is why we're all troubleshooting this together. So I'll put that in again, the JMAC 10. This is kind of exciting. Okay, try it now and tell me what you see. Hopefully you see my bright, shining face and a clear stream of this broadcast. This is step one of my evil plan to take over the planet. And so let me know. I'll give you a minute. Still no Carl. So we're doing well tonight. Let me know if you see the stream. And then once you see the stream, then I'll let you know. Orion says that works. I'm sure it's a little bit delayed. Of course, anything you hear from me is delayed. Ginny says, LOL. See, I remembered your name, right? It's Ginny, right? Okay, so that's step one of my evil plan to take over the planet. And again, what I'm trying to do is to provide a way for those of you who are contributing to this program to get maximum benefits. No commercials. And Ginny says, yeah, it is. Hi, Ginny. Thanks for joining us. But the other thing is that I wanted, right now, those of you who are patrons, I've got some patrons who became patrons of the podcast, and then some who became patrons on the Patreon page, and that's confusing, and I want to kind of blog to you on a regular basis, and I'm like, where am I going to do that? So I've now managed to consolidate everything into one tidy package. And that package can be found, in fact, I can show you, at jmcfarland.com. So if you go to jmcfarland.com, this is where, if you have a membership somewhere else, if you're a patron somewhere else, I would like you to do me the favor of canceling that subscription and then going to jmcfarland.com and re-upping there. That will help all of us have a place together where we can meet, where you can comment. Eventually, the live stream that you're watching will be embedded on the website, and you will be able to comment on the live stream itself. Chris is pointing out works, but can't comment from there to let you know it works. I know, and that's one of the problems. But I have a temporary solution on the website. So if you cancel on Podbean or on Patreon, and you come over to jmcfarland.com and you click join the club, you'll see that I've put together some subscription packages. This is for those of you who are patrons. And if you're not a patron, this is a great opportunity to get involved. So the first, so you can see here, the first package, I call it package, I don't know what to call it, is JMAC fans. This is those of you who have been donating $5 a month. You will get ad-free live streams. All of my videos will be posted here as well. So no more YouTube ads, no more Facebook ads. You'll get first access to all content, and you'll get the JMAC blog. So that's the $5 a month level that so many of you are at. Then if you jump up to the $15 a month level, you get all those same things. But you'll see here down below, Choose Plan, I'm also now have both of my books, Joyful Parents and Joyful Union. They are now available digitally, and those will be included in the $15 a month plan. See, I told you, more prizes. And then you go to the Keystone, that's $25 a month. You get everything in the first two. And you also get the digital books, but I've also turned the books into online courses. And I have two more courses coming. A lot of you don't know, I have a management course on Pluralsight. It's pretty close to their most popular course on Pluralsight. And I have one on climbing the corporate ladder as well. These are back from my corporate days. Those will be made available under the Keystone plan, all right? And then, of course, believe it or not, we have several of you who are in at the $50 a month level. You will be able to get everything in the other plans, but there's also a JMAC coaching session. We can spend time if you want half an hour of my time to talk about anything. I do some consulting. I work on a lot of projects. I can see I need to do some typo correcting here on this package. You guys are the first to see it. So let me know what you think about this. But if you do this, then what will happen is once you're a member, you'll log in here. And then you'll be taken to this page. And everything that I do will be posted on this page. So here you see I said getting ready to go live at 9:30. And there's the video and there's the password. Eventually, the live video will be posted here. But if you're watching the live video and you want to make comments, you can just make comments here and I will see them. So that's the workaround for now on the comments on the video. So sorry about that. But you can see earlier today, I did an interview with Kurt Bramble. Utah State Senator. We talked about license regulations and the reforms going on with that. We talked about redistricting, and we talked about election fraud. And he's getting a lot of pressure to do a forensic election audit. This is available right now, and I will post it. You'll see it broadcast live tomorrow. It will come as a live, but obviously it's pre-recorded because I already did it. Then this one, this was a JMAC update. Will the block on mask mandates kill more children? And then should this Lehigh school teacher have been fired? So you'll see everything right there. You can comment right there. So tell me what you think. Again, my goal was to just, you know, for those of you who are already patrons, you're already paying and you've been watching commercials and you haven't had access to any of these other things. I thought, wouldn't it be great if I could find a way to give you access to those things? So that's the idea. So cancel your Podbean or cancel the Patreon, and then come over here and click on Join the Club, and then we'll all be together, and I can do everything in one place. And again, eventually, you'll believe it or not, it's actually pretty expensive if I want the live feed to come in through the website. So what you have right now is a workaround, but I'll get there, and you guys are great. Chris says, do a reverse test on the Lehigh teacher. This is interesting, Chris, because I've had a lot of people ask this question. Would the Lehigh teacher have been held equally accountable if her comments were about Biden and not about Trump? Of course, politics have come into play as usual. So do you guys, it sounds like you guys want to talk about it. Are you all in? Do you want to talk about the Lehigh teacher? Because I have maybe a different take than some of you. Even members of my family said, what if she was saying she hates Biden? And I'm here to tell you, I don't think that politics had anything to do with this. I don't think it has one iota to do with this. I don't think this should be made to be political at all. And I will tell you why. And honestly, Chris, I can't answer the question, would it be the same? I don't have a like situation with Alpine School District and them holding a teacher or letting a teacher go with this kind of thing. So I don't know. John joining us. Hey, John, on Facebook, the Lehigh teacher's comments about Trump weren't the problem. I agree with you. Now, they were inappropriate and they shouldn't have been said. So let's not say they weren't the core of the problem. They were a problem. And so I don't want to minimize what she says about President Trump. That was problematic. But to me, this was not about politics. Heather says, I think the reverse test works because the Democrat groups are in equally disgusted with her behavior. Okay, yeah, I think that's fair. Heather says this was not the first time she went on a rant like this. I have a Kevin Bacon connection to this teacher. Let's just put it that way. A friend of a friend of a friend. And my information is that, and also of the student who recorded the video. That's all I'm going to say about the connection. But my understanding is that this is like the annual beginning of class ritual. And this was common, like Heather is saying. And it's so common that one of the students went into the class expecting it. And that's why the recording was happening. And can I also just say, can we not realize that everywhere we go, we have the chance to be recorded? Can we just not realize and understand that? And if your actions out in public cannot be recorded and stand the test, you probably shouldn't be saying what you're saying. We just got to be aware of this. Orion says, she sure got fired fast, so I just need to get my supervisor to call my customers' parents dumb. Oh, she did way more than that, Orion. She did way more than that. And I have the the whole video that was posted here. Should we do the walkthrough? Should we do the play by play and break it down? Jenny says, I wondered about that. I wondered if she'd had outbursts before. And if you listen to the JMAC update that I did yesterday, I did not call for her termination. I said that what she did was highly inappropriate. But I don't know if you noticed this. When it comes to elected officials, I will say that I don't think they should have this position anymore, or we can choose better. But typically when it comes to people's employment, I don't like to call for people's jobs. I do want to know if this happened before. I don't know if this was beyond reproach or beyond fixing. I just know that what I saw was completely wrong. Completely wrong. Heather says it's against the ethics rules you sign every year. She had no foot to stand on. Now, I agree with her termination. I did not call for her termination. Does that help? Does that distinguish me in any way? I don't know. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Why don't we do this? I will, let's just start the video since you guys still wanna talk about it. And I will start and stop it as I see fit, and we'll get to your comments along the way.
I'll straight up call it out. I'm like so over it. Okay. Hey, well, I would be super proud of you if you chose to get the vaccine.
All right, this was good. So, by the way, this is a chemistry class. That's what I came up with from the comments. And the teacher says, I would be super proud of you if you got the vaccine. I'm totally good with this. This is okay. All right, so let's move on.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll just keep getting variants over and over and over until people get vaccinated. It's never going to end.
So I'm still okay. She's just giving reasons for the vaccine. Is this the appropriate setting for that? I'm still okay. I'm still okay. You did hear a student kind of egging her on in the background. Did you hear him? Maybe you didn't. He says, are you a liberal? And you have to kind of key in on some of the things that the kids are saying that she's responding to. All right, let's do some more.
Exactly. It could end in 5 seconds if people would get vaccinated. Yes. I hate Donald Trump. I'm going to say it. I don't care what y'all think. Trump sucks. He is a sexual predator. He's a literal moron. Go tattle on me to the freaking admin. They don't give a crap.
Okay, so a couple of things there. I don't know if you hear the students saying, what's wrong with Trump? I mean, they're now having a dialogue, right? And she says she hates him. She says he's a sexual predator. She says he's a moron. Now, this is the part that a lot of people have keyed into and said, this was a political decision. To me, how do I put this? There's times and places, I believe, in a classroom when you can have some high-value discussions. And I'm not somebody who thinks that teachers should shy away from that. I don't know if it's appropriate in a chemistry class. Not so much. But what she's doing here is completely the opposite of what any teacher should be doing. She is laying down her opinion, and you will see as she goes along that she leaves no space for any other thought. And in fact, she mocks all other thought. She makes fun of all other thought. And this is not what any adult with children should be doing. And this is not what a teacher should be doing. I said this in the JMAC update. The journey that I started with critical thinking started in high school, before I dropped out, with Mr. Sims. Mr. Sims was a former NBA player, very tall man, and he was teaching high school social studies. Now, he never shied away from the issues. And in fact, he told us that if we're good during the week, we can have a thought question on Friday. And Friday would just be the thought question. And the thought questions were political. They were all kinds of dilemmas, social justice, whatever. And he would engage the classroom in this discussion. He never made me feel dumb. He never mocked my beliefs or my feelings. And because of how he approached it, he caused a desire in me to try and see the perspectives of other people. He wasn't teaching me what to think. He was teaching critical thinking. And that's why I don't want to chase these types of discussions out of the classroom. I think that that would be sad. What I do want to chase out of our society is any attitude that says, I'm right, you're wrong, and you're so wrong that you're pathetic and you're stupid. And your parents are stupid. And I will mock you for it. That, to me, is why she lost her job. Because of how she treats students who clearly have a differing opinion from her. She has an opportunity to help, to mold, to craft. And instead, she pounces and attacks and destroys. That, to me, is why she deserved termination. And you'll hear it more as we go along here.
Yes. No, he is not.
What are you talking about?
Turn off the Fox News. Do your parents listen to Fox News? So what? This is my classroom, and if you guys are going to put me at risk, you're going to hear about it. Because I have to be here. I don't have to be happy about the fact that there's kids coming in here with their variants that could possibly get me or my family sick.
Okay, I don't have a problem with what she's trying to say here. She's back to COVID. She's moved away from Trump. Now she's back to COVID. And she's expressing the thought that your guys' choices are affecting me. So I hope that you make a choice, because I don't have a choice. This is my job. I have to be here. Now, she's saying it in a terrible way here. She's saying it in an awful way. But again, if this was what she said, I'm still okay.
Rude. And I'm not going to pretend like it's not. So don't ask me to.
You have all the right.
That's damn right. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to lie. If you ask me a legit question, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat it either. Because y'all need to hear the truth.
Hey, I 100% agree. You have
opinions.
I'm also just a dumb
kid. You don't have to be, though. That's the thing. Most of y'all parents are dumber than you. I'm going to say that out loud. My parents are freaking dumb. Okay? And the minute I figured that out, the world opens up. You don't have to do everything your parents say. And you don't have to believe everything your parents believe, because most likely you're smarter than them.
I have 110% disagree. My parents are geniuses. I'm the idiot of the family.
Did you hear that? So first of all, she attacks their parents. She attacks her own parents. Wonder if mom and dad have seen the video. Does she know the parents? Did you hear that student? That student says, I 110% disagree. My parents are geniuses. I'm the dumb one of the family. She is just, so what is her mentality? Her mentality is, you're dumb. Your parents are dumb. Anyone who disagrees with me is dumb. Do you think she's changed any hearts and minds here? Do you think she's taught critical thinking? No, she has verbally assaulted anyone and everyone who disagrees with her. if you want to be in politics and do this, fine. But you're a teacher in a high school. You're held to a higher standard. I wish we held politicians to that standard. And you walk into a classroom on day one and you verbally assault anyone who disagrees with you. How can you expect to have any respect or anybody listen to you for the rest of the year who on day one you said, if you disagree with me, you're an idiot? And she goes as far as saying that. Listen.
Like 110%.
Can I believe what I want to believe?
You can believe what you want to believe, but keep it quiet in here because I'm probably going to make fun of you.
Do you hear that? Student says, can I believe what I want to believe? Yeah, you can believe what you want to believe, but you keep it to yourself because if you say it, I'm going to make fun of you. This isn't about politics. This is about how you're supposed to treat students. This is about the relationship that you're supposed to have with those who you are there to mentor. And as I said, I think that there are appropriate ways to have these discussions. And I think there are appropriate ways to even express displeasure or disagreement. But if your only way to do that is to assault your students on day one of class, I'm sorry. It's just sad. It's just, this is everything we're trying to get our politicians away from and everything I'm trying to get adults away from. And she's just in there. And I got to tell you, she's trying to be cool. Do you get that sense? She's trying to be woke. She's talking in a certain way. She's using the language she thinks they'll relate to. You know, she's trying to be cool here. While she's assaulting everyone in the classroom who disagrees with her and their parents.
Okay, I'll just say this. Here are the topics that you probably want to avoid in this class. Politics, which you went into, you asked me.
It's kind of fun to talk about it.
Oh, I could go off on it the whole entire class period if you want me to. But I'm not going to. If you don't believe in climate change, get the hell out.
I'll be dead.
Okay? That's pathetic that you think that. You're the problem.
You see that? So, she just keeps going. So, if you don't believe in climate change, get the hell out. It's not, if you don't believe in climate change, we're going to spend some time in this classroom and I'm going to present some information to you and I hope that you consider it. No, it's, if you don't believe in climate change, get the hell out. And then the student tries to respond and what does she say? She says, that's pathetic. This is verbal abuse of a student. Okay, this is not about Trump. This is not about Biden. This is about verbal abuse of students. And here's what's so funny is she says, don't talk about politics in my class. But you asked me, so we talked about it. If you don't want to talk about politics when you were asked, you just politely say, hey, it's a chemistry class. And so we're going to talk about chemistry. Done. But no, you chose to verbally assault and then say, don't talk about it. You see, it's just unbelievable. Orion says, it seems that Alpine District did her a favor just as much as they did their students a favor. That's a toxic environment. Yes, it is. It's a great way to describe it. And it's on day one. Sheldon says, this attitude of my way or the highway is a plague in America. Yeah, it is. And this is the last place we want to be teaching those attitudes. The last place. There's more, though.
The world. Okay? If you're a homophobe, get out.
Thank you.
Because I am the GSA faculty advisor. I love gay people. LGBTQIA plus mother. If you don't like it, get out. If I hear you say a damn word against any of them, I will open a can. And I will make your life a living hell. And they know it. If you say shiz to any LGBTQ kid in the school, I will hear about it. And
see, she has spent the last few minutes attacking people for their beliefs. And now she's telling them, if you attack the people that I support, I will go after you. I love it, Orion. It's toxic. It's absolutely toxic.
You'll be in trouble.
I think I love you even more.
And again, she's trying to be all cool. She's trying to be all that. And a bag of chips. Anyone who thinks that this was about the fact that she mentioned Trump and said she can't stand Trump, no. No. This was about so much more than that. And such a shame. I think you can tell by the questions and the attitude of those students that if you sought to engage them in some type of meaningful way, they would engage. And there's incredible opportunities here to teach critical thinking. Instead of saying, if you are against climate change, get the hell out. Say, would you consider a differing viewpoint? Would you consider if we spent some time talking about what's going on? Would you consider that? Engage. Engage. Let's see. This is Chris. He says, maybe she heard J-Mac say Chris Stewart is ignorant. Haha, I agree with you. I hope you're not implying that I was engaging in the same behavior she is when I said he is ignorant. Ignorant, in my opinion, is not a, it is not an assault. Calling somebody stupid, calling somebody pathetic, saying they're not smart, those things are assaults. My comments about Chris Stewart were that he was ignorant of the reasons why the CDC changed their guidelines. In other words, he had a lack of knowledge and he was responding in a very aggressive way with that lack of knowledge. So hopefully, Chris, you caught that. You very rarely hear me assault somebody's character or their intelligence. That's what we're trying to avoid. I am human and every once in a while I will dive into that. Ignorant is probably one of the harshest words you'll ever hear me say about somebody. But in that case, I didn't mean it as a personal attack. I meant it as an indication as to his lack of information regarding the issue. And I still maintain that he is ignorant on that issue. Chris says, where is her mask? I wouldn't engage in this conversation without one on. Fair point, Chris. Fair point. Let's see, what else? Heather says the level of hypocrisy is astounding in this teacher. I know. She did everything in the beginning of the conversation that she told them at the end, if I catch you doing it, then we're going to have problems and words. So do as I say, not as I do. No, do as I do, not. She can't do it either way. Let's see. Jenny says, I guess you guys were in a discussion. Jenny says, you are all taking the words out of my mouth. I completely agree with you, Jay. Sheldon says, I am conflicted and sad, happy she had to get fired over this, but hopefully it was a lesson to her and doesn't cement her more in her ways. I appreciate, Sheldon, that you were trying to see things on her side of the aisle. I don't ever want to see a teacher lose their job. I hate that oftentimes when we do talk about teachers is because something has gone wrong. I think that this is something that can, where she could be coached and taught, I would hope. I don't know. I don't know what the history is, if she's been doing this, if she'd been doing this before, I don't know. Orion says, this kind of talk in the classroom didn't exist when I went to high school 20 years ago. I didn't have teachers that lost their minds like that. On the flip side, we didn't have a student body that was as politically polarized and heads filled with hyper-partisan nonsense. I agree with that. She didn't have to engage in any of it, though. She's blaming the students for this conversation. Do you notice? She's blaming them. It's their fault that she had to be so honest. It's their fault that she had to go after them. If you wouldn't have asked about politics, you wouldn't have heard about this. And that's the nonsense here. Because as I've already said, if she just would have said, this is a chemistry class, ask me about chemistry. We don't do politics here. Done. She's blaming the kids for everything that came after. She might still be blaming the kids. Chris says you're all good. Chris, I knew what you mean. I just wanted to point out, the word ignorant to me is, when it's used properly, is in play. Because people do act out of ignorance. This is Michael. Just wonder what's in that coffee mug. Seems to be a bit tipsy. Wonder if any tests was thought for her actions. She also clearly suffers from a need to be seen as cool by the students. By her behavior, by the way she was talking, in my opinion. Michael Scott Shea. Hey, Michael, on Facebook. Sharing this openly didn't happen overnight. What happened the last 17 years that she was teaching? How do we prevent this in other classrooms? As I said, my information is that this was something that happened a lot and that the students knew about it. I don't have information about whether or not complaints were made about it. So I can't speak to that, Michael. I would like to think that if there were complaints, that there was some things happening. Now, you and I both know it is not easy to terminate teachers. It's not easy to terminate anybody in a government position. So you have to start the paperwork trail. You have to document. You have to go through all of these measures to get to a point where you can terminate somebody unless the behavior is so egregious. The Alpine School District can't talk about it. So for all we know, they have a paper trail of complaints and talking to her and disciplinary action, and she just went on. Or she says in her little monologue, go ahead and tell the district they don't care. Is that based upon her experience? I don't know. Orion says, my senior year's political discussions were filled full of hanging chats. The discussions were mild as Al Gore's campaign. Chris, I think we're going to see more crazy behavior by teachers as they have to work in such unsafe conditions. No excuse for this teacher. A lot of Americans on the edge right now. Yeah. Yeah, it's very true, Chris. And we've talked about this. One of the reasons everybody is on the edge is because of the vacuum of leadership when this pandemic started. What we needed was a leader who called upon our patriotism, our love of country, our love of each other, and brought us together in a unified fight against a threat, against this nation. That's not what we got. And man, it could have been one of the most incredible times as far as political leadership. And it wasn't. And we're still all suffering from that divide. It continues to grow. That very same person could be out today touting the virus and encouraging people to follow guidelines because of all of the good that he did during his presidency. And that we need to follow up on that. It's not happening either. So, yeah, that's where we're at. And I agree, Chris. I think, unfortunately, we're going to see more of this. And I think it's sad. Heather says, it's really not that hard to fire a teacher if their principal actually wants them gone. Let's see. Orion says, it's funny how quickly this Alpine district teacher got fired when they have a coach at Timpanogos that they can't fire despite repeat bullying and harassment of students. I know because it's my coworker's daughter and that had been getting abused. I can't speak to that. And it's very hard to speak to issues when it comes to issues within a school district because of the private nature of what happens. We're not privy to what's going on behind the scenes. So unfortunately, what usually happens is we hear from the victims or the accusers, and they can be as loud and as vocal as they want. But the teacher and the district, they have to remain silent while they're employed. Now, this teacher, now that she's unemployed, she could very easily call up the media, and the media would rush to her door, and she could tell her story, and she could fight for herself. That hasn't happened yet, has it? I haven't seen it yet. So I don't know. We had the situation in Dallas. We had a teacher who was fired, and she called the media, and she said she was fired because she took her kids on a field trip to a museum, and they saw naked statues at the museum, and one of the parents complained. And of course, that got crazy media attention in Texas. And so I had a co-host at the time, Ernie Brown, and Ernie and I, we called her up and we had her on the show, and she told her story of this crazy situation, and she's lost her job and she can't teach anymore. And all she did was take kids to a museum and they saw these naked statues. And the school district is saying, she's not telling you the whole story, but we can't tell you the story. And so on the air, I asked her, I said, hey, the school district cannot speak to the claims and the allegations that you've levied against them. Would you give them permission to release your employment file to us? And she said, sure. And so she had the Alpine School District, it was in Dallas. She had the school district release her employment file to us. So here I am. It's like I'm suddenly in the courtroom and I've got a stack of papers this thick. And I'm like, how is an employment file this thick? And I go through the thing, and she had been on disciplinary actions for years. None of it having to do with taking kids to the museum for naked statues. She had a myriad of issues, and they were well documented. And she was on a timeline, and they had been more than patient with her. The straw finally broke and they let her go. And she fabricated this story. But because the school district couldn't stand up and release all of that information to the public, all you heard was her voice. And she was, I almost used the word I don't like to use, she was not very wise in releasing that employment file to us. Maybe she didn't think I would actually go through it. But you guys know me, I will go through it. And so to me, that's a perfect example of, you know, so many situations where the police officers aren't allowed to speak for themselves. We never hear them making statements. The teachers aren't allowed to defend themselves. And so it becomes this one-sided megaphone. And that's why I'm very hesitant to judge situations with only one side of the equation. And we have to be careful in that regard. This is almost related, but it comes to mind. We had this grandma who went to the media and said she was pulled over and she was tased for no reason. And they tased her several times. And we had her on the show and she was a sweet little lady. And we're like, oh my gosh, why in the world would they tase her? And there was body cam footage. And we finally got our hands on the footage. And she was, in that altercation with the police, the rudest, most foul-mouthed, most aggressive, most unresponsive. And she told them no less than 5 times to tase me. And you're going to have to get me to tase me to comply. So there again, the officers couldn't speak. Grandma could speak. We're quick to judge. And quite often we'll never hear the whole story. So, there you go. Chris says, do we know if she was fired or is there a chance she resigned under pressure? My understanding is she was terminated. I don't have any other information but that. Chris says, Orion is right. Coaches are among the worst offenders for verbal bullying. I was at many of you know my daughter played lacrosse. We were at a high school lacrosse game before it was sanctioned. And the coach on the other team was berating his girls to such a point and so loudly that we could hear it in the stands. And he called these girls a bunch of P words. This is over lacrosse. And this was one of those times when I decided to be that guy. And I placed a call. And he was terminated because of it. That was not sanctioned by a high school, so you don't have the same standards. But I know how coaches can be. But I also know my daughter had the most amazing coach on the planet. So not all coaches. Let's make that clear. Heather says, but the principals want a good coach. I agree they're often the worst, but I've seen it go easily both ways. Yeah. Yeah, again, I think that we should treat everybody, all coaches, as though they are amazing until we have a reason not to. And when there are allegations levied, we ought to be very careful to realize that often we're only allowed to hear one side of the story. This was one of those unique cases where we were able to witness it as it happened and the way it happened. If this was just a student out complaining about something the teacher had said, then we wouldn't have the actual occurrence. We would have to rely on other students who may or may not want to come forward. And so that makes it much more difficult. This video brought clarity to the whole situation. So there you go. That's my comment. And I love your comments on the whole thing. Did I miss anybody? Did I miss any of your comments? Have you got anything else that you want to say? If you joined us late, I want you, and some of you are already doing it here. Lauren has moving over, it appears, to the new J. McFarland membership site. If you are a patron and you have been a patron on Podbean or Patreon, I now offer the ability to be a sponsor or a patron of this show at jmcfarland.com, and I've thrown in a lot of other cool things. So access to my books, live video without commercials, pre-recorded videos without commercials. You guys will always get the stuff I do first. So it's the same contribution you've been making, but I've tried to add more to it just to say thank you and to let you know how much I appreciate it. And as you know, all of these things, website hosting, broadcasting, this software that I'm using that you're watching right now, the way that I'm broadcasting it to all the different social media channels, it all costs money every single month. So you guys are helping me pay for that. If you haven't become a patron, click on, go to jmcfarland.com, click join the club, and choose whatever level you want to come in at. All levels help me pay for this. And you'll get some cool prizes in return. Anything else you guys want to talk about? I do suggest you listen to the update that I did earlier today. It is available in the members area at jmcfarland.com. It's also available on Facebook, YouTube, everywhere else. I talk about how hospitals are starting to fill up with kids with COVID. And this is something that we absolutely knew was going to happen. The math is irrefutable on this. We knew that when we sent kids back to school without masks, we knew more kids were going to get infected. Irrefutable. And we knew that more kids were going to go to the hospital. Not because, fortunately, well, let's just say this. Fortunately, the percentage of kids who get hospitalized from normal COVID is about the same as the Delta variant. Thank goodness. So it's still a relatively low number. But because the Delta spreads so much more aggressively, then by sheer numbers, by sheer math, more students are going to get it. And if you keep the same percentage of kids who get hospitalized, then more kids are going to go to the hospital. And this is a population that can't get vaccinated. So we have literally, by the numbers, made a choice that says more students who cannot protect themselves, who cannot get vaccinated, are going to end up in the hospital and die. That's the choice that was made. I want there to be absolute clarity on that. And the choice made often by the same group of people who will gladly take away certain rights for the life of a life that can't protect itself. But in this case, we can't take away any rights for a life that can't protect itself. Do you see a conflict there? I see a conflict. So go back and listen to that update. I share with you how the other issue that there are municipalities across the country who are trying to figure out how to overcome the mandates put on them by the governors or the state legislature. So like here in Salt Lake City and the mayor saying, I think I have the authority to overturn what the Salt Lake County Council did. Or in Dallas, one school district, because Governor Abbott in Dallas, you know I still follow Dallas because I lived there for 5 years. And I love Dallas. We still have listeners from Dallas. The governor issued an executive order saying you can't have any mask mandates. Remember, by the math, that is saying more children will get infected, more children will be hospitalized, more children will die. Several school districts have done the math and looked at the code, and they realize that they are in control still of their dress code. And so they've altered their dress code to include masks. Take that, Governor Abbott. By the way, did you know Governor Abbott's got the COVID? Just another fun little thing to throw in there. Heather says, why can they mandate shoes but not masks when feet diseases are way less harmful? Chris says, I think federal government will step in, which will be a gift to the GOP, a way to keep kids safe while having a clear scapegoat. Yeah, I saw the Department of Education. That's probably the story you're talking about, Chris, is talking about possibly mandating this on schools. Man, I hate the federal government having to get involved. I hate states getting involved in this. I'm a big fan of local control. You know this. But I'm also a big fan of just following the science, you know, and teaching our kids to do hard things and teaching adults to do hard things. And as I said before, if we had any type of good leadership when this all started, I feel as a nation we'd be fighting this battle together instead of apart. And I feel that more people would be alive instead of dead. And we would be less divided as a nation and less angry and less spiteful. But of course, that's too much to ask for. Chris says, and like the Dr. Pepper commercial recognizes, soccer is the gateway drug to lacrosse. Yeah. Okay, so there we are. I wasn't going to talk about COVID, but I got myself sidetracked and I went on a rant. My friends, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Let's see, we've gone just about an hour, so that's kind of where we've been lately. Remember, right now we're doing the lives on Tuesday and Thursday night, 9:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'm doing the updates almost every day, usually every day. So there was one today, one yesterday. I'm doing Informed Utah tomorrow at about 9 a.m. I'll be speaking with the guy whose job it is to measure snow. And he will be talking about all this rain and whether or not this rain has helped us out with the drought in the state of Utah. And next week, I'll be talking with the mayor of South Jordan about their initiative to buy back lawns, basically, and help people convert parts of their lawn to xeriscaping or whatever else. So a lot of other issues on my radar, a lot more coming up, a lot more reasons to become a member at jmcfarland.com. Chris says we need an Aloha Friday episode someday. You are right, Chris. Maybe once a month we do an Aloha Friday. Just to play the song and to commiserate a little bit and to breathe in and relax a little bit. Sheldon said it snowed in Summit County today. It's amazing to see us flip to fall all of a sudden, but we'll probably be back to 100 by next week, right? Anyway, my friends, thank you so much. I can't wait to see your comments. And go in once you sign up at jmcfarland.com. Let me know what you think. I realize it's rudimentary in some areas, but I think it's great progress, and it's based upon your feedback. So thank you so much. With that, everybody, wait, did Carl show up? There's no Carl. No Carl the Cricket. Maybe we'll have to do an Aloha Friday and a funeral service for Carl the Cricket. Stay tuned. Maybe that is on the radar. Everybody have a wonderful night.